Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus has a plan for you. To take you off the wrong road, put you on the right road to glory. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We're here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of you that's behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know Jesus come to set you free. On today, we're going to start a new, amen, teachings, praise God, talking about, praise the Lord, being able to be a successful Christian, praise God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Yes, Jesus come to fix it so that we can be successful. The Lord wants us to be able to live a life to please God in this present world. That's the reason why Jesus came into the world. To give his life on Calvary's cross so that we can receive it. When we receive Jesus' life in us, it gives us power to resist temptation. And Jesus come to come on the inside. He's the strong man. And when Jesus comes on the inside, he's the one that gives us power to look that devil in the eye and say, Satan, what I have been, I'm not going to be no more. That's the reason why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things, not some things, but all things come new. Jesus will take away the desire, the appetite of all those sinful things, and give you a new desire, a desire to serve the Lord. A desire to obey God's word. A desire to give your heart totally to Jesus Christ. That's what people need to know. It's not you doing it because man is weak. Yes, that's the reason why they fall so many times. That's the reason why they have problems with the flesh. Because man is weak. Adam was weak. But the second man, Adam, which is Jesus Christ, is the strong man. When he come alive in us, he give us that power to be able to live a life in this sinful world with victory and power over the devil. Place Satan where he belongs, that is under your feet. And I'm telling you, that's a powerful gospel. Amen. Jesus come to deliver us from our sins, to save us from our sins. That's through the power of his blood. Praise God. That's the reason why I preach it. The blood of Jesus that will wash you and clean you up and make you white as snow. Praise God. Amen. And the power of the Holy Ghost comes on the inside. Seal you up. And when that power seals you up, the devil cannot come in there and break that seal, because you're sealed until the day of redemption, until Jesus come and take you home. Amen. That's something to shout about. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're going to get ready to go into this teaching. This is a powerful teaching. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. Those of you in the free world, amen. Call a neighbor. Let them know. Amen. The Heaven Bound Train broadcast is on the air. And we're going to continue this, amen, teachings. Praise God. Let's go to the gospel. Oh, let's go to, amen, Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Oh, Galatians, rather. Let's start at Galatians, Missionary Velvet. Sixth chapter. Galatians, the sixth chapter. Paul's letter to Galatians, sixth chapter, and verse number one.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Now, Paul was talking to the people of God in Galatia. If your brother be overtaken in a fault, to restore that brother. And that's what Jesus wants to do. He wants to restore us. Because the devil put you in a trap. Yes, he did. So many people is caught in a trap. That trap, whatever it is, it's drugs, alcohol, using profanity, stealing, robbing. People commit murder. Yes, they do. Out there in the streets. Homicides are an issue in our towns and cities. Drugs. People be burglarized and stealing and robbing. All of these things. In the jails and prisons, there are crimes committed. People stab people. Stabbings goes on. Yes. Amen. People make shanks. And they do these things. They steal people's canteens. That's why they had to lock this stuff up, even in prison. Amen. Things are done in prison because you got criminals in prison. That's why they're there. And all of these things. But Jesus come to deliver you from these things and set you free. Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross and shed his blood so that we can come all the way out of sin. Not just part the way out, but all the way out. If thy brother be overtaken in a fault, amen. We want to restore that person. And Jesus come to restore you so that you won't be caught in these things. People in the free world be in different extramarital affairs. Committing adultery, cheating in their marriage. I'm telling you, you got those that shacking up and doing. Jesus come to deliver you from that lifestyle. So you won't have to be like that. You won't have to live like that. But you can get your life on the right track. It's time to get our life on the right track. Because we can't go to heaven living that life in sin. Amen. It's time for a change. It's time to wake up. I'm telling you, just because your name is on a church book, you've been baptized in water, you shook a preacher's hand, that's not good enough to make it to heaven. You must be born again. And that new nature comes in us. When that new nature comes in us, then this life changes. It's time to get our heart right with God. Because no sinner is going to make it into the kingdom of God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's a powerful message. Yes, it is. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast and to continue this message. But Jesus come to restore you. Yes, he did. He come to restore you. Those of you that call yourself, dedicate your life to Christ. Work on yourself. Just because you made a mistake, do not throw in the towel. But work on yourself. Seek the Lord, that the Lord might deliver you and set you free so you can be a child of God. Yes. The Lord wants us to seek the Lord. Yes. Seek him with our whole heart. Yes. Amen. Right now, we're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we open this powerful message up. Amen. Let's touch and agree that the Lord may work a miracle in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Talking about, amen, a successful Christian. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, eye disease, whatever it is. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. You come to change their lives. Make their life brand new. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. I'm healed by his stripes. Amen. Write me and tell me about it. Praise God. I'll be glad to hear from you. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. The song said Jesus can work it out if you let him. Jesus can work it out if you let him. You hear the message and the prayer that Ella Holmes gave us. You take those and apply it to your life and believe that the Lord is there, that he can revive, he can rebuke, he can restore, he can deliver. Jesus can work it out. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, Jesus loves you even more. And he has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. There's always hope. There's not an impossible situation that God cannot give you a solution. So give your life fully to him. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. God can work it out for you too. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I challenge you to take that word to be true and apply it to your life, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. The Lord open up doors that we may get into more jails and prisons. Praise God. To spread the gospel. So to the next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of companion Missionary Vell, saying that if Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train is bound for glory.